The strategic benefits payment is all about ensuring that we acknowledge the very goodwill of Tasmanian landholders and Tasmanian farmers.
240 kilometres of power lines spanning the north and northwest of Tasmania, connecting to a multi-billion dollar undersea cable that links the island state to the mainland. This is Tasmania's clean energy future, says Premier Jeremy Rockliffe.
To the benefit of all Tasmanians when the Northwest Transmission Development and Mariners Link commences construction and is up and running.
Under the proposed Northwest Transmission Corridor, new infrastructure will be built, as well as some serious upgrades to existing lines. And the 270 landowners involved, they'll be paid, both up front and then a newly agreed amount of $10,000 per kilometre of line per year for 20 years. Here's State Energy and Renewables Minister Nick Dygan.
This is a nationally consistent approach, and it's a recognition of the really pivotal role that landholders play in hosting our transmission assets.
At this point, about 80% of the landowners have signed on, and for many, the money is a gift.
Adam Wallstall, yep, from Gawler, as dairy farmer and cropping.
Yeah, Richard Smith, crop and farmer from Gawler.
Now, you both have properties that will be affected by this transmission development, right?
Yep, 100%.
How are you feeling about it?
I wish I'd get on with it and make it happen.
So you're pretty happy with it?
Yeah, really happy. It will actually improve our farm, you know, with productivity, irrigation, all the rest of it.
How so?
Well, we get rid of a couple of towers through our farm. Yep, a new easement with the lime. So we can put in a couple more irrigators, yep, and just the infrastructure.
So the design actually will suit your property better?
100%, yep. I've been waiting 4 years for this to happen. I just can't wait till it does, yeah, because it's been putting on hold our livelihood, you know, productivity to happen, you know, like we're sitting here waiting, you know, sitting on our hands waiting for this to happen so we can move forward.
Now, the news today obviously is about the strategic benefits payment, but there's two payments, so you're getting...
Yeah, we get a land acquisition payment and then a strategic benefit payment. And I'm like Adam, I'm more than happy with my setup. Like, I lose towers off the line, so it makes it easier just for when you're spraying or whatever. You've got less of a footprint on your ground, so you've got more actual productive ground you can use. Yeah, the towers will be a bit higher, but... we're not up there, we're working the ground, we're not in the sky. So as far as our payments here, we get two payments. We get one which is a upfront payment or 80% when they start the project, 20% when it's fired up, and then the strategic benefit payment comes in as a yearly payment.
Can I ask how much you've been offered?
Yeah, I'll say it. My first payment comes in at around the $1.3 million. Most people wouldn't say the numbers, but I actually don't care. And then we get $200 a kilometre for the strategic benefit, and you get a CPI with that, so it increases yearly as CPI goes up. So I'll receive about $16,000 a year for that, for hosting the towers.
Were you getting any money for the towers that were already on, either of you?
Not at all.
Way too long ago, I presume?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think like back when they first put them through, they probably got a pound a tower or something like that, but it's 80 years ago, it's old infrastructure, so it needs replacing anyway.
Yeah.
What about you, Adam? Would you be willing to say how much you've been offered?
Yeah, we've been offered $540,000, yeah, and I'm quite happy with that. You know, I've been through the Murray-Darling Basin over in the Northern Victoria, where I'm originally from, and the offers over there for landowners weren't as great as this. Yes, yeah, so, yeah. You never look a gift horse in the mouth, and it's productivity. We need this to happen. You know, like Dick said, it's 80-year-old. You know, let's fix it and get it up and happening.
And in terms of negotiations, I've just heard a couple of other farmers say they just haven't gone well at all. They felt like they haven't been communicated well with. What's been your experience?
Mine's been really good. Like, our land agent's been pretty simple and easy to deal with. They brought an offer to me the first time. I wasn't happy with the offer, and we made a couple of minor adjustments. Simple, done, sign, move on.
Yep, same. Alan Jackson, how I've been dealing with Alan, it's just been an amazing experience, really. Like, you know, he's been very accommodating to help move towers to where we want to move them, and, you know, it's been a great experience.
What will that extra money mean to both of you?
be put back into the farm and move forward. Yep.
Yeah, and like Adam just said, it'll be put back into the farm, so it means a lot for us. We can improve things, but it'll also help towns and that out. Like, we'll go out and we'll buy tractors and things like that, and then that money all gets circulated. So, but yeah, it's a massive payment to help change our lives, really. It's like you're winning Tats Lotto without buying a ticket.
Richard Smith and Adam Walsthorpe, farmers from Gawler there, talking to Meg Ferguson, saying they're happy with compensation for the proposed Northwest transmission line. However, not everyone is thrilled. At this stage, we understand around 60 of the 264 affected landholders are yet to sign up for payments. Meg Ferguson met a couple of them, Wade and Helen Rockcliffe. A cattle farm at Sheffield has been in Wade's family for more than 100 years.
Well, we've first got involved with negotiations, it would be 4 years ago, and it started with a plethora of very glossy brochures coming from TAS Networks, and it all looked very fancy, lots of butterflies and rainbows. And it's been, ever since, a constant barrage of what I would call propaganda, but which they insisted was information.
In case you couldn't tell, Ellen and Wade Rockcliffe are not big fans of the Northwest Transmission developments or its accompanying proposed undersea cable called Mariners Link. Unfortunately for them, their cattle farm at Sheffield lies right in the path of the transmission corridor. While they've been offered compensation, they're not thrilled with it, claiming negotiations have been disrespectful and even intimidating, involving large corporations and legal letters. And they're not impressed with the recent strategic benefits payment agreement of $10,000 per kilometre per year for 20 years. They say an independent consultant engaged by peak farming body TAS Farmers recommended far more.
What they're offering us in this strategic benefit payment is only a third, not even a third, of what that report came back as that land being worth.
Right.
Mm.
And so were you able to then negotiate a higher price?
No.
The part of our farm where it is, it's potential residential area for Sheffield. Sheffield's growing at a huge rate. It's right on the edge of Sheffield. And if that line goes up, well, it stops that happening. So, well, you definitely wouldn't think they'd put houses under a trans line, but you never know nowadays. They can't envisage what's going to happen in 50 years, and they're only paying us compensation for 20 of those years. This is an 80-year project, so that's another flaw in the payment scheme.
What have you signed, if anything?
We haven't signed anything, Meg.
The Rockcliffes are adamant they will not sign, despite the looming deadline of December 1.
We'd really like the minister to come and tell the community why this is so good, you know, why it's so good for Tasmania, why it's so good for our kids and probably Tasmanians that aren't even born yet, because this is going to be a 90-year project.
I asked TAS Networks CEO Sean McGoldrick what would happen in this case. While he ruled out compulsory acquisition, which is a legal option, he was vague about forcibly using the land.
We don't acquire land. We are not about acquiring land. What we need is easements across property. And we have 264 land parcels that we're working on. Some of them are multiple parcels owned by individual landowners. But right now, we are down to about 60 that we're negotiating with. We are hoping that this announcement of the strategic benefit payment will reduce that number further. And we're determined to work through the latter part of this year now to get everybody across the line so that we all know what we're going to do, and we all have the property management plans and the options agreements in place. That is our goal, and we're going to work really, really hard. But we're not about acquiring land, compulsory or otherwise. We're about making sure we get an easement across properties.
I was just speaking to a farmer this morning who will not sign, flat out refuses. What happens to him after December 1?
Well, we will continue to work with that landowner, and we can see if we can accommodate their desires and wishes, and we will move heaven and earth to try and get them across the line.
Ultimately, although the Rockcliffes believe the lines will have some direct effect on their operation, it's the wider scheme that they struggle to believe is worth the sacrifice.
We're not NIMBYs. You know, if we thought it was going to be a fantastic thing for Tasmania and a fantastic thing for the future of our farm, but also and our, you know, children and grandchildren, but also Tasmanians, future generations of Tasmanians, then we would have been up there and we would have opened the gates and let them in, you know, and we would have signed.
Is there any price they could offer that would convince you to sign?
Well, Meg, for us it's not about price. It's about honesty and integrity and doing the right thing for Tasmania, and that's where we're at. It's definitely not about money for us. No, I know. We're more interested in what's good for Tassie and what's good for our kids, you know. To sign up for something that's only going to be a 6% benefit to Tasmania and expect Tasmanians to pay our compensation to us, I think is wrong.
It's Wade and Helen Rockliffe, cattle farmers at Sheffield, whose property will be crossed by the Northwest Transmission Corridor leading to Marinus Link. That report from Meg Ferguson.